and a feel-good story. So we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
If you have an iPhone 14 or newer,
yeah,
you have this feature that ended up saving the life of a teenager in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Her name is Lindsay. She crashed her car pretty badly. Like, you look at pictures of this wreck and you wonder how anybody survived it. She broke bones in her legs, pelvis, hips, neck, everywhere. But the phone's crash detection feature immediately called emergency services. They were able to then find and rescue her from the wreckage. The call lasted 22 minutes. Lindsay was able to provide details to the dispatcher. And doctors say that she avoided paralysis because they were able to find her so quickly and start rendering aid.
The person from the fire and rescue told me that 911 said the phone initiated the call. So I looked further into that to find out, you know, exactly who made a call and how it happened. And I discovered that iPhones, if you have 14 or newer, and she has the iPhone 14, has an automatic crash detection on it if you have the setting on. We are just so blessed that she's alive. It's a miracle. We're so blessed that there's no paralysis. So the most important thing is to make sure you have this technology because, you know, it's available and a lot of us don't even know about it.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you go into your settings, emergency SOS, and then you have to... It's enabled on mine. Call after severe crash.
Okay.
So it calls for you, especially in a situation if you can't reach your phone.
Yep.
You know, things go flying and everything like
that.
Sure,
yeah.
Claudia from Horse Cave texted in. She's got a similar story. Last year, I was in a wreck that totaled my car on my way to work one morning.
Wow.
Fortunately, I was wearing my Apple Watch that day. My watch instantly sent a notification to emergency contacts, letting them know I had been in a car accident. Then it connected me automatically to a 911 operator. I had no idea where I was, but my watch sent my location to the operator and also sent my location to my husband and my sister, who were my emergency contacts.
Dang.
My watch was also able to tell them where I was anytime I moved locations.
Mm.
It was able to tell them which hospital I was taken to as well. Thankfully, I escaped the accident with just a few bumps and bruises, and I'm thankful my watch was able to do that for me. Hopefully,
scary.
This is going to be a universal thing. Yeah, like Android users.
Yeah, hopefully it comes to Android. At least I've got a good camera.
So you can take amazing pictures.
I can take amazing pictures.
But yeah, I mean, I did not know that existed. And then I just opened it up and it's like, okay, yeah, it is enabled.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Okay.
I'm good to go. But now I've been in a couple of wrecks.
Yes, you have.
Recently.
And it hasn't worked for you.
It hasn't done that. And I think it's because severe. Like it has to detect a certain level of like violence in being thrown
Interesting.
around. Yeah.
So, okay.
Like, absolute severe crashes, it automatically calls.
Okay.
Yeah. You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguirre Injury Lawyers.